Hey, Dom Lechesby. So we left off with the concept of glossos, right? The idea that you put doors, you know, in Rosh Hasharabim will work to stop a Rosh Hasharabim from being a Rosh Hasharabim. And that's going to be even according to the people who think that Asi Rabim Mavat Mechitza, right? Namely Rabbi Yehuda. And it'll work even, you know, even if the rabbim are going through there, even if it's a real Rosh Hasharabim, right? Yushalayim O'malei Tlas Hasen and Alas Balayla would be a Rosh Hasharabim. But since it has doors, we're good to go. Okay? Fine. Right? And we saw the different shitos about whether or not those doors need to actually be closed. And we basically said the following, right? We said when it comes to... are they there for the purpose of being a wall, right? Or continuing the structure of the enclosure, even including the Rosh Hasharabim area, right? So if I have a door, the area might be open, people might be able to go through, but that doesn't contradict the fact that there's a wall that encompasses the area because there's a door, right? And part of the nature of a door is that you can open it and let people through and then close it and then stop people from going through. And that doesn't undermine the idea that the area is enclosed, right? Because the potential for enclosing it entirely is there. So it's an enclosed area. It has a full wall around it, right? In which case, I can have the glossos be open, and the very fact that I could close them means I have a complete wall, okay? So I can say they're there to create a wall. Right, or an enclosure. Okay, by having a complete enclosure, I now have a Rosh Hasharabim, right? Whether or not they're actually closed, and therefore, nachkamina number one is that I only need, right, ra'oi linol, right? I only really need the potential to close it. I don't necessarily need to actually close it ever, right? If I just want a wall. On the other hand, I could say the point of the wall is actually to undermine the fact that we're dealing with a Rosh Hasharabim. Our whole problem came from the fact that it's a Rosh Hasharabim, right? Which was what? Asi Rab Mavatli Mechitzta, or Asi Rosh Hasharabim Mavatli Mechitzta. What can I do? Let's say I stop the Rabim from being able to come here and be Mavatli my Mechitzos, right? It's a Rabim buster. Right, so the rabbim are a Rosh Hasharabim buster. So I did a, you know, Phineas and Ferb bust them. So I busted the busting, and now, right, I'm returned the area back to a non-Rosh Hasharabim, and now I'm safe, and I can say that it's really Rosh Hasharabim. Okay, so I'm undermining the Rosh Hasharabim by, let's make it a Rosh Hasharabim. Rabim disruptor. Be a Torah, be right? No, disruptor. Okay? It comes and it disrupts the ability of the Rabim's presence to create a Rosh Hasharabim, because the Rabim can no longer come, you know, on whim. In order to do that, I'd be inclined to say that I actually need to close it sometimes, right? Right? I would actually need to say, why? Because if I don't close it at night, I'm not really disrupting the Rosh Hasharabim. Right? So far, so good. Okay. Now, the interesting conundrum is going to be, what's the shita of the Rambam? Okay? So the Rambam, Kedarko B'Kodesh, gives us a lot to think about because he does this. Afilo hayu rabim bokim va'ovrim bein hapasim, lo batlu hamechitzos, harehin kechater shaharabim bokim ba, v'hazorek l'tochan chayiv. Okay? Even if the rabim are going through the pasei biros, it's totally fine, and hazorek l'tochan is chayiv, v'mutu l'hashkos behima b'nehim, v'mhaya b'nehim be'er. So the Rambam passes like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, "Lo asi rabim mavatli mechitza." Okay, fine. So far, so good. theoretically now, everything should be fine. Kiyuzu Tzuras HaPesach for everything, right? Okay. But the Rambam says, Shnei Ksalim Rishus HaRabim, let's say you have Rishus HaRabim, and you have two walls on either side. Ha'am Ovrim Beinehem, Ketzad Machshir Beinehem, Oseh Dlasos Mikan, Udlasos Mikan, V'achar Kach Yaseh Beinehem Rishus HaYachid, V'ino Tzarech Lino HaDlasos Balayla, Aval Tzarech Shiyeh Ru'uyos L'hina'el, Hayu Mishukos Ba'afar Ma'af Efnausan Mitakim L'hina'el, V'al Tzuras HaPesach Olechi V'kora Inan Mo'ilos L'hechshar Rishus HaRabim. Okay, not necessarily such a problem. Why? Because we know that Hananiah said that even in a mavoi, even the Chachamim think that in a mavoi mufulash, that's not a Rosh Hasarabim, you still only need, you still need glossos, right? Meaning, in even beyond the question of Asi Rabim Vati Mechitzta, there's a question of what do you do to a mavoi that's mufulash to Rosh Hasarabim? It's not Rosh Hasarabim, right? But it's mufulash to Rosh Hasarabim. Do you need glossos or not for a mavoi mufulash? Okay? So maybe the Rambam is paskining like that. Lo asi rabim vati mechitzta, but a mavoi mufulash needs a dalas. Okay? Fine. What's the problem here? Problem is that the Rambam says in Perek Yodalar Halacha Aleph, when he's describing what is a rishus hayachid, so he says, even if, right, makom shu mukav arba mechitzas gavo asar b'neim arba al arba, oh yes, sir. Right? Even if it's really big, as long as it's hukaf ledira, kigon medina hamukefes choma, shel dlasoseh nin alos balayla, umuvao sheyesh lan shlosha ksalim, v'lachi burach rovies, v'chein chatzah v'dir v'sahar shel hukfu ledira, kulan rishus hayachid gemurahin. Right? So the Rambam says that only if your doors are locked at night is it rishus hayachid. Okay? So the Rambam just said the following. The Rambam said, Lo asi rabim avati mechitzta, you need ru'uyos linol, but not actually ninalos. And he says that the city is only rishus hayachid if the glossos are ninalos. And the Rambam Me'erevin again says the same thing over. Right? Chein hadin v'medina, shehi mukefes choma, gavo asar tvachim, yish bal glossos, v'nin alos balayla, kula rishus hayachid hu, zehu din Torah. Okay, and now just one more addendum. The Rambam in Yedzayim Gimel says, Heich matirin mavui mufulash. How do you deal with a mavui mufulash? Ose lo tzuras ha-pesach mikan, v'lechi okor mikan, u'mavui akum torasuk mufulash. Meaning, the Rambam says, how do you deal with a mavui mufulash? You put up a tzuras ha-pesach. Meaning, paskins like the Tanakama against Hananya. Right? So, the Rambam holds, asi rabbi, lo asi rabbi mavati mechitzta. You can use the Tzuras HaPesach on a mavoi mufulash, but when it comes to Rosh HaSarabim, you need glossos ru'uyos li'nael, but when it comes to a city, you need glossos ni'ulos balayla. Okay? So the Rajba asks, wait a second, this doesn't make sense, right? The Rambam doesn't seem to be going according to any day in the Gemara, and he basically says, I don't know. Okay? Just to give you like a picture, right? The Rambam says that if I have a city, right? This is our go-to city guy. Okay? And this lovely city has, right, our main highway going down the middle. Okay? And in this city, I have lots of different structures, let's say. Okay? So here are some structures. The Rambam says as follows. Okay. Over here, right, this guy, right, I'm just gonna do this guy in Hebrew, it doesn't make more sense. The Rambam says over here, I can do a Tzuras HaPesach. And then the Rambam says that over what? Why? No? Oh, yeah, I thought I heard something. Okay. All right, you can do a Tzuras HaPesach over here. The Rambam says over here, Right? Let's say you want to make a Rosh Hashanah here. You need a Tzuras HaPet, you need Glossos. Well, they only need to be Ru'uyos. Okay? And the Rambam says that over here, need actual doors, you know, that are locked. And then, right? Glossos, Ulos, bye-bye. Okay? Now the problem is like, where's that coming from? And the Rambam also says, by the way, they need to be on both sides, which is also, right? Rambam says over here, also gotta be locked. And then, okay? So that's pshat. That's really what's bothering us. Right? If you hold lo asi rab mevati mechitzta, and you hold like the Tanakama, which is what the Rambam says over here, that he holds like Tanakama, Tzuras HaPesach works by a mavoi mufulash. So why can't I use a Tzuras HaPesach here? And if you think that you need glossos ruyos linael, so why can't you use that over here? Right? So that's pshat. So we're in a bit of a conundrum. I don't know. What do you guys think? First off the bat.
Yeah, you and I came up with some bad svaras.
Great. Hit me with one. Just like for funsies. It's good to, you know, good to think them out.
That there was like, I don't remember exactly, but there are two types of Rashut Harabim. For some reason, the city is a different type of Rashut Harabim than the highway. And the highway wouldn't actually need to be closed, because the point of the wall in the highway is just to like stop traffic, I guess. Whereas the point of the wall for the city is to enclose the people in it. So in order to like actually enclose, you need to like really close the walls in order to like actually make protection for the city and to enclose it. But for the highway, you don't actually need to. Just the threat that you'd be able to close the wall might be enough that you wouldn't actually have to ever close it at night.
Okay. I think that's a great, really very good. Right? Maybe there are two different types of Rosh Hashanah. Right? By the way, where did we see a parallel to that idea? Owns exactly what you're saying.
I don't know. A different reshoot?
The Ramban. The Ramban trying to explain Rashi's Shishim Ribo says inside the city, maybe Rashi only needs Shishim Ribo inside a city. Because like, you can't have Shishim Ribo inside, you can't have Rosh Hashanah inside a city. Because the city belongs to the people who live in the city, right? So the only time you can have Rosh Hashanah is with Shishim Riba, right? So here we're doing the opposite. We're saying, the only time you can have Rosh Hashanah inside the city is if it's totally always open. But if you could theoretically close the doors in here, right, then Mimela, it's not really Rosh Hashanah anymore, right? We're basically saying the fact that it's inside the city impedes on its Rosh Hashanah-ness. Right? Because really, in order to be inside of the city, you're inside, right, a domain that's shaykh to a particular subset of humanity. The only time that it's not going to be considered Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasayachid, is if it's totally, really open to the public. So even just the potential might be sufficient to knock you out. As opposed to, let's say, the intercity highway, right? Maybe the intercity highway is already something which is automatically open, you know, to everybody. It belongs to everyone. So in order to, you know, to say that a platya, sorry, a sratya that really is, you know, an interesting way, that's going to need a more substantive. This is the Arya. Two types of Rishos HaRabim, right? You can have Rishos HaRabim that's you can say you have Rishos HaRabim that's defined by the fact that it's open to everybody, right? If I put a wall here, if I put a door here, that doesn't necessarily stop this part of the street from being Rishos HaRabim, right? But inside, it, you know, since it's already a more limited area, then maybe it does. Okay, that's one way to do it. I think that's definitely a good direction. I think that's, you know, so that's one way to see two different types of Shasrabim. The Meiri, I think, basically says that, right? The Meiri kind of goes in that direction and says, Shema ihu mashvi chiluk ben Yerushalayim v'shar Rosh Rabim u'medina shayni u'baya hechsher gadol aval Rosh Rabim acher sfir le'il Rambam de'berios nin halsag. Right? So the Meiri goes in the same direction. He says it slightly differently. But he basically says that a city is different than, you know, a regular Rosh Rabim. If it's just a regular Rosh Rabim, let's say it's a platya, right? So then you have if it's an area that's a highway, so a regular highway, says the Meiri, is going to be a regular highway is defined by the fact that people can walk on it whenever they want, right? If you could theoretically block it off, block the road, but it's not a thoroughfare, or it's not a throughway, right? It's not a throughway if I could block it off. If I can block through traffic, then it's not a throughway, right? It would be a sometimes throughway, or it would be a, well, no, I don't know how the opposite of, what's the opposite of a throughway? No through traffic? I guess like no through traffic, right? All right, if it's a highway. Highway, right, must be available to through traffic. Right? If it's a highway, then it's, if I can potentially knock down the through traffic, then that's good, right? As opposed to, right, a city is more of a Rosh Hashanah. That's the problem. That's the one issue here with the Meiri, in terms of our conceptual model, right? But the Meiri just says, oh, you know, highway is less of a Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to stick with this before we get to the Meiri. I think it's saying from the Daikin Islasho. But I think this is the most, this is a good way of saying it, right? Highway is about through traffic, right? The city, right, is because of its inhabitants, right? Putting up doors that could close, the city remains the same. In which case, the only way to fix it is going to be with something more more substantive, right? Something, if you really lock it up, then when it's locked up, it's actually set off from everybody else. So it's actually enclosed and actually blocked off. And then, okay, then at that moment, then you could say, oh, even during the day when it's not locked, then it's really set off. Right? If it's just about the highway, the potential to block it off already makes it not a viable thoroughfare. Okay. That's one way to look at it. The Meiri, I think, says something very similar, although slightly different, which is the Meiri thinks, and this is Lishitaso, okay, that, actually, I shouldn't be, I should have black still. Meiri, I thinks it's an extent, it's quantitative, not qualitative. This is a qualitative argument, right? There are two types of Rosh Hashanah. The Meiri, I think, is saying something similar, but a little bit different, right? Tikkun Gadol, right, versus Katan. One needs a big fix, one needs a small fix. Why would a city need a big fix, but a regular highway needs a small fix? So I think the answer is the inverse of that Ramban, right? The Meiri saying, what is the ideal Rosh Hashanah? The perfect Rosh Hashanah.
Somewhere where everyone already is.
Right, right? The place where the people are, right? If you think that a city is the most Rosh Hashanah you can get, because it's not only open to the public, right? It is a chefsa of public, right? It is the unwashed masses of humanity all piled on top of each other, right? So what? How do you stop a Rosh Hashanah from a city from being a Rosh Hashanah, right? If you think of Rosh Hashanah is about, you know, the masses of humanity, there's nowhere with more masses of humanity than a city. So a highway, a road, an individual part of a city or an individual road, that's good enough to have glossos harios lino. Because conceptually I can, you know, they enclose the area. But for a real Rosh Hashanah, a genuine chaloy shein platya, what does the Miri say about a platya? It says, a platya, right, is Rosh Hashanah, even if it's mukav mechitzos, because it's a chefsa shel Rosh Hashanah. Because that's where the rabbim are found. And we know that the Miri in general thinks that there's a sliding scale between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, right? And he thinks that a karmelis is just the area that's partially Rosh Hashanah and partially Rosh Hashanah. Clearly, what the Meiri thinks also is that within Rosh Hashanah, there's a sliding scale of amount of Rosh Hashanah-ness, right? You have a sliding scale of Rosh Hashanah, right? And therefore, on the spectrum of, right, of Rosh Hashanah's, oopsies, I keep doing that in English, I should do it in Hebrew. Make it red. Is a spectrum, okay? So here you're going to need tikkun gadol. Less gishmak, right? Something that's only just past the threshold of Rosh Hashanah. And you're going to need And you know what? According to the Meiri, it's very possible that if you have something that's even on this end, all the way at the end of the spectrum, maybe even a Tzuras HaPesach would do the job, right? Because for the Meiri, it's a sliding scale. It's not that there are two types, right? It's that there's a quantitative amount of Rosh Hashanah-ness. I'm just going to bring his Lashon in again, right? Vaday Rosh Hashanah Gemura Amar diberuyos lino sagi v'leik alakshi lei ma'ehad Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Ihu ma'ashvichil bein Yerushalayim v'shar Rosh Hashanah rabim. U'medina shayni u'baya hechsher gadol. It needs a big tikkun. Ava Rosh Hashanah rabim acher stam Rosh Hashanah rabim sfir lei l'rambam diberuyos lino el sagi. Right? But if it's gemura, right? If it's gemura, then it needs beruyos lino. If it's a Medina, it's Yerushalayim, then it really needs something really intense, right? If it was a She'enu Gemura, maybe you can get away with even less. Okay? So I'm not even sure. I think according to the Meiri, I would even move this line and say, yeah, Ruyos Lino is for like a regular Gemura, right? And theoretically, there's a Tikkun that works for Rosh Hashanah. Right? Because for the Meiri, there's a sliding scale between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, right? Make it Rosh Hashanah move, right? Right? And in between, you have the Karmelis zone you just entered. Oh, wow, that was like good. That was good sound effect for the Karmelis zone, right? So the answer is, you know, maybe over here you can get away with Tzuras HaPesach. Moving further and further away from the absolute Rosh Hashanah. A third way to look at it, although I don't know how different it is. Oh, this is, yeah, okay. I'm going to do it this way. Right? Here we're saying it's quantitative. Right? Qualitative, quantitative. Okay? This is qualitative. Right? This is quantitative. Okay. Alternatively, you can safely be quantitative, but in the opposite direction. Okay. This I'm saying b'shem my brother-in-law, Rabbi David Weiss Shlita. So he He suggested the following. If you look at the Rambam says, Ha'am ovrim b'neihem, ketzad machshir b'neihem, osla dlasos mikan u'dlasos mikan, ve'achar kach yase b'neihem rishos hayachid. The Rambam doesn't say that it becomes a Rishus HaYachid. He says, you have a Rishus HaRabim, right? And you want to fix it, right? You want to fix something. So first what you got to do is put up Dlasos that are Ru'uyos Linol. Then Yaseh B'neihem Rishus HaYachid. And then you need to make it Rishus HaYachid. You've knocked it down to a Karmelis by putting up doors. Now you need to fix it further. Either you could do it, you could make it Yukafas Chomash Dasusan and Alas Balaila, and then it's a Rishus HaYachid Gemura. Or, right, you could do other things. Put up a Kora, put up a Lechi, Tzuras HaPesach maybe. Okay? But the idea is that maybe, right, the quantitative distinction is true, but not between different types of Rishus HaRabim, but between different types of solution, right? Here, you've gotten a solution that makes it capable of being Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but it's not actually yet. You still need to fix it more, right? You knocked it down from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into a Karmelis, and now you need to do some further tikkun in order to make it Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Acher Kach Yaseh Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? David. Okay. His answer is glossos nin alos glossos make it a caramelis. Nin alos make it a shayachid. Caramelis. Nin Elas Balaila can bring it all the way to being Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And if not, you can fix it in other ways, right? Okay. And now B'Shem Yaakov, B'Shlomo Lifshitz, follow here in the Kol Gavah, shuizing with him about this. And he wanted to say something along these lines, right? He said like this. If you look at the Rambam, it's all about the location, right? But he said, look, if you think about it, there isn't a fundamental difference in terms of what Rosh Hashanah Rabim we're dealing with, right? Meaning this is this street, and these are this street. So according to the Meiri, if you want to start talking about Platya, right, versus the Sratya, then, you know, but it's on the same street. It's on the same Sratya. So he suggested the following answer, which is very similar to what you guys are saying, but with a little bit of a twist. He said like this. What are you doing here? You're not trying to turn a whole Rosh Hashanah Rabim into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? You're taking, here's part of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and you're trying to separate off this part and say that it's, and make it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? In order to say that, you know, to cut off part of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, all you need are Dlasos Haruyos Lino, right? Because then as a structure, I now have a wall. So he said, if you take Dlasos Haruyos Lino, they'll get you, one second, let's make black, right? Rawi Lino gives you a wall, right? And a wall will allow you to separate off part of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, right? However, what are you trying to do here? You're not trying to separate off a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. You're trying to take a whole Rosh Hashanah Rabim and transform it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But what does the Meiri hold and the Rashba hold? If you put a wall around a genuine Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, a self-contained Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, like a platya, what happens? Nothing, right? Because it's a self-contained Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So even though the Ruyos Lingol works as a wall, it works as an enclosure, so I've enclosed the area, but it'll help me over here, but it won't help me if I enclose part, if I enclose the entire Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? Because it's self-contained. And a self-contained Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what do I need in order to stop it from being Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
A wall that actually closes?
Right, and why? Because what does it do?
It separates it into two different structures.
Okay, but why would that really help me? Think of a bunker buster, right? What's the kunz of a bunker buster? A regular bomb, you bombed it, you blew up the entrance to the tunnels, but all the tunnels are still there, right? So if all the, you know, if all of our friends in, you know, the Middle East are hanging around in their bunkers and you just blew up one of the entrances, so it might be mukaf, right? But they're still going on and having a party. The kunz of a bunker buster, right, is that it goes into there and stop and blows it all off from the inside, from the panemius. It disrupts the internal structures. Right? What's the kunz of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? That they can actually get through. When you're trying to split off part of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so I can be makif this with mechitzos and say this is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If I put a circle around the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbim complex, right, and it's entirely self-sustaining, then that doesn't change anything. What I can do, though, is disrupt the life cycle of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which in this case is that it's a sratya, right, which people go through. If I prevent the people from being able to go through it at certain points, then it's no longer a self-contained Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? It's only Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because it is where the Rabbim can be at any time. If I have doors that are locked at night, then they can't go through it at night. And therefore, Mimela, it's no longer Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? Not because I've enclosed it, but because I've disrupted its functioning, right? I've Rosh Hashanah Rabbim busted it. If there are Ninalos, right? Then, right, even a self-contained Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right, can be disrupted, right, because it's not open to the Rabbim. Right? Is that good? Okay, fine. So that I think is the what we
first part of shir
that we'd like to deal with. Okay, this idea of dolosos, right? Do they function as disrupting Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that they're ninalos balayla, they prevent the public from being there, and therefore when we're dealing with the whole city, says the Rambam, I'm gonna need to block off block it off for real at night. When I'm only dealing with part of the city, with part of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's sufficient for me to cut it off from the rest of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with losos, and that's good enough for me to use doors that could close because they function as an enclosure. And then finally, right, if I'm not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then Suras HaPesach is fine, right? Now, why wouldn't the Suras HaPesach work here? And the answer to that is because the Rambam doesn't think that it's Suras HaPesach, even according to the Tanna Kamma, believes that it's a wall. It's not a wall. He says it's a non-breach. It's a legitimate opening in the wall, right? If you have an area with the Tzuras HaPesach, then we don't say, oh, there's a hole in the wall. Okay, there's the Tzuras HaPesach, there's a doorway. It's a doorway, but that doesn't make it a wall. So if the whole wall is the Tzuras HaPesach, the Rambam thinks it doesn't work, right? It's just not a wall. There's no wall there. It's just not, there's no broken, the wall isn't missing. There's no hole, but there's no wall either. So it's not going to help you in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's only going to help you in a Mabui. Okay. Ad kan chilek al. Now, in continuation of our discussion here, right, about the relationship between between Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashanah, and Carmelis. We're going to continue now into the question of, right, what is a Carmelis? Okay, and this we're going to do a little bit quickly. So the right, so the Gemara says, right, Yam, Abika, Istavanis, Carmelis, Inon lo kirshos hayachid velo kirshos harabim. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a second, right? The Braisa gives a list of things, and then it says Carmelis, right? But we're talking about Carmelai. Now, Carmelai, then why are we listing a Carmelis as a Carmelis, right? Isn't a Carmelis a Carmelis? Yes, a Carmelis is a Carmelis, right? It's a little bit tautological. So, ki aser of dimi, amar v'yochanan, lo nitzucha elo l'keren zeves ha-smucha l'rshus harab. Why? De zimne didachki be'rabim va'ayli l'gaba, right? It's physically attached to the rshus harabim, but kivan de lo nicha tashmishte ki Carmelis nami. It has the status of a Carmelis because it's inconvenient to use. It's not part of the regular flow of traffic. Okay, kiyaser of dimi amar Rav Yochanan bein hamudim nidon ki Carmelis. Okay, basically, you know, you have a road. And on the side of the road, you have pillars, and then there are stores. Okay, if you go to I was actually just in the old city to check this up again. You know, you gotta do your field work. And you go to the Cardo, right? That's not much what it is. You have a road, and then you have pillars, and then you have stores. So in between the pillars and the stores is Carmelis. Okay, my time. Afogav didarsi barabim, right? Even though people do walk there, just because there are pillars there, right? And then there are pillars area and the stores. So theoretically, like the commerce goes on in between the pillars and the store. But people do walk there, right? If there's like traffic in the middle of the road. Kivan dolo mistagi lo by day, since you don't go straight through it, ki Carmelis namia, it's a Carmelis. Amar of Zeir, Amar of Yehuda, it's the Vashel of Neha Amudim, you don't get Carmelis. The little platform which the shopkeepers put in front of their stores, that's a Carmelis. Lima da Amar Ben Hamudim, call Shikane Yehuda. If you think that Ben Hamudim is a Carmelis, of course the Itzvah, which is actually physically offset, is going to be a Carmelis. Ma da Amar Itzvah, Itzvah Udlo Nicha Tashmishte, but Ben Hamudim Dine, Dinicha Tashmishte Lo. Right? Even though, right, is it a question of free, direct flowing of traffic? Or whether it's convenient to use. Lishna Achrina, Aba Ben Hamudim, De Zimnin, De Darsi Barabim, Kirshus Harabim, Damya. So, again, here, the question is, right, what's going to define something as a Carmelis? Is it that it's a Yam or a Bika? Right? On the one hand, Yam and Bika are places that are totally not useful. On the other hand, we're saying that the Itzava or Ben Hamudim are considered a Carmelis, which are clearly Rishus Harabim-esque, just they're not absolutely convenient to use. They're not straight and free flowing or they're physically offset. So which one of these is the Ikar din of Carmelis, right? But here already we're seeing like two sort of categories of Carmelis. There's Yam and Bika, and then there's Carmelis, which is the Bein HaMudim, right? There are places which are just like out of the blue random, right? Out of the city random valleys, or in the middle of the marketplace, but it's a little bit inconvenient to use, right? It's not on the flow of traffic. It's the shoulder. It's the, you know, it's sort of like one of those like random areas where you can pull your car in if it breaks down in the middle of the highway or in the middle of like a tunnel. So have that like those little like bays. I don't know what you call them, like breakdown bays. So like one of those. So that's like, oh, it's like a Karen Zavis, a Smucha Rosh Hasharab, right? But there, what's that? That is a Rosh Hasharab minus, right? So is a Carmelis a Rosh Hasharab minus? Just like Ben HaMudim, it's really Rosh Hasharabim, just it's inconvenient, so we like knocked it down a level. Or, right, is it Carmelis really this area that's sort of totally neutral? Okay? And then just to point that out more thoroughly, we can say the following. Say, do you have Rosh Hayachid Carmelis and Rosh Hasharabim, right? That's one model. Or, I should stop sharing. Or I can have the following model in which I have Rosh Hasharabim, right, that flows into Carmelis, right? Which then flows into the definition of Rishus HaYachid, because fundamentally, right? And you can sort of travel between them. And the alternative was, no, right, you have, right, three separate rishuyos. Okay? Other question is, what about a makom p'tur? Is there a fourth rishus of makom p'tur? Right? We saw that in the different listings. Is Yushami doesn't count makom p'tur, right? It just doesn't exist. Okay. So is it a spectrum? Is it, oh, the Bin Hakudin, the downgraded version of Rosh Hashanah, and that makes it yeah, there's the Srati and Platya, that's a bias, and that's a Yam and a Bika, and they're like all different ones, different places and different universes. Okay. That's one of our big questions. Okay, one of the right? Okay. And then Gabe Makum Ptur, the following Hakir exists in both of these options. Okay? If you think that they're separate Rishiyos, then the question is this a spectrum of Rishiyos? But maybe Makum Ptur has none of that these features. It's a Makum just with no feature, none of these, right? Rishus HaYachid, Karmelis, or Rishus HaRabim features. Or you could say it's a lack of place, Legamri. Right? A Makom Ptur could be distinct, but either by not being a place, okay, I'll explain that in a second, or it's a Rishus, right? But it's a distinct Rishus. Okay, why would that work out? But if you hold like the Me'iri, it's actually relatively simple, right? If it has features of Rishus HaRabim and features of Rishus HaYachid, then it's a Karmelis. If it has none of those features, then it's a Makom Ptur. Right? In theory, according to the Me'iri, fundamentally, you could say, Yam and Bika should be Makom Ptur, right? Or Yam and Bika are Karmelis. Tidei Rishus HaRabim, Karen Zavis, Hamudim are Karmelis. But something, you know, the tip of a mountain or something like, I don't know, the middle of the ocean, that's going to be Makom Ptur, right? Or you could say that it's not that it's a Rishus that has none of these features. It could just be that it's not a place at all. It has no din of rishus at all. Why? Let's say it's something that's less than dalet al dalet tefachim. So the Me'iri has a line in Irvin Nun Aleph, where he says, oh, if it's less than dalet al dalet, just not a makom. It's not a place. Okay? And if it's not a place, I mean, other people talk about this, I just saw that recently, then it's not that it's not on the spectrum. Any place falls somewhere on the spectrum. But if it's on a pole, right, sticking up into the sky, it's not anywhere, right? It's not a distinct place. It's not a distinct address. It's simply hanging around in the air, right? Is a helicopter in Rishus HaYachid? A helicopter that's flying is not in Rishus. It's just up there, right? It's in motion. It's in travel. It's in transit. Right? It's not in any specific area. It's not in a specific rishus. Okay. Right? Up here, if you're dealing with three distinct rishuyos, then possibly, right, makom p'tur, it's easier to say that makom p'tur is of any place as you say, oh, any time it's not rishus rabim or tzliachid, or it doesn't have any of these three criteria. Okay? Right? Any time, okay, it's just Makom Ptur is anything that's not any of these other rishus. If it's a spectrum, it's a lot harder to say that. Okay? You have to say there's not a place, a makom. So very briefly, right, just we have Yushalmi says, oh, what's a Karmelis? Karmel. Lach, mole eino lach, velo yavesh, ele beinoni. It's like in between. It's not fully cooked. Right? Which works very nicely with the idea that Karmelis is something that's in between. It has parts of the definition of Rishus HaRabim, parts of the definition of Rishus HaYachid, right? V'hashlishi hu karmelis, says the Rambam, makom shelo nishlamu tenae Rishus HaRabim velo tenae Rishus HaYachid. Okay, makom sheyesh lo shalosh mechut habim, The ruach ruvias with sadrushas harabim, hareze karmelis, behushi yesham arba al arba, an area with four by four that only has three walls, says the Rambam, is also a gemit karmelis, right? Wall. That means gishmak. If it only has two walls and it's a public there, it's rushas harabim. If it has four walls, it's rushas hayachid. If it only has three walls, it's right. Right. So the Rambam holds there is a chalos of karmelis, right? But right, it's lo nisul bo rishon that makes it a karmelis, right? And therefore, three walls, right, against basically everybody else. The Rambam holds three walls. Is a karmelis, and what's even better is that the Rambam thinks that karmelis is the objective rishus midoraisa, right? Why? First of all, he points out shalosh rishuyos. Right? There are three rishuyos, rishus yachid, rishus rabbi, and karmelis. Karmelis is a distinct, it's not something that's neither. It's not something that's in between. It's actually a chalos b'fnei atzmau, right? Karmelis is that which is in between the two of them. And a makom p'tur is simply not a rishus, right? Harvi who makom p'tur who kol makom p'tur beglav v'shalosh tvachim l'mala imu arba arba elapachos harayze nikra makom p'tur. And and the reason why is because it's not a makom. In chilogam b'zev imu yamur omer al pnei adam or haretz, it is not considered a rishus. Okay, and the Ritva points out, right? You have sort of a few different ways of explaining what a karmelis is, of what the word comes from, right? What are they? Pirush Rashi, milashon ya'ar v'karmel, she'ehi l'chtadir l'rabim. What is a karmelis? It's a forest, right? It's an out-of-the-way place where people don't go, necessarily. It's not private property, right? It's not where the public is. It's a forest. Okay, so the Rashi says, oh, it's a forest. He says basically it's an aguna, right? Because she's married. She doesn't actually have a husband here, which is very interesting because what's he saying? He's saying really it's a Rosh Hasharabim, right? Because an aguna is married, right? But practically, right? She's not because she's, no, you know, her husband's not here. Right, kachze ino lo rishus hayachid v'lo rishus harabim ligamri. Right, it's not rishus hayachid and it's not ligamri rishus harabim. Right, that's much more like the Meiri. Right, for Rashi, it's a place that's a forest, and a forest is just neutral ground. Right, for the Meiri, no. Right, it's, and for the Rambam, it's no. It's just not ligamri rishus harabim. Ubi Yushalmi pirushu lashon garish v'karmel rachu malei, and it's in the middle. Right, so anyway, all three of these Lashonos put a different spin on what a karmelis is, right? Is it something that's just independent? It's a yar, it's a karmel, it's not tiloch tadi l'rabim, so it's not a shram, but it's not a rishli yachid, so just neither, right? Or is it, you know, it's something that's almost a rishli sarabim, but not quite. Or is, no, it's something exactly in between. Okay. The Pnei Yoshua wants to say that actually, according to some of these deos, even if it's mukaf gimel mechitzos, right? So it has three walls. Nonetheless, if it has people going through it, zimne dachki be'rabim, it would actually make it a rabim. Okay, just like an interesting idea. Let's say you have, right, a clash between the nicha tashmishte versus three walls. Who's going to win out, right? Okay, fine. Just like a good idea. Okay, now here's the next question, right? What do you do when you have all these different, when you have a karmelis and a makom p'tur, right? What's the relationship between those two? Are they fundamentally the same thing, just one the Rabbanan goes there on? Or is, you know, makom p'tur something different? Okay, so the Hagos HaShri, Gemara says, in karmelis, Hagos HaShri says, okay, why? If you have, what happens if there's in Karmel Spekalim? So if you have a kli in Rosh Hasarabim that has a shear of a, you know, that's not going to be a Rosh Hasayachid, so it would be, right, a, let's say a caramelized, heavy makom p'tur, the in caramelized b'kli, v'chein p'yash Rashi, right? You have a kli in Rosh Hasarabim, so since it's only, so it's not Rosh Hasayachid sized, and in caramelized b'kelim, mimela the makom p'tur, right? Why is that? Okay, why is that? What would you? Why does that make sense? Right. So the answer is right. It's not in the Rosh Hasharabim, and a kli can't become a caramelist. Why can't a kli become a caramelist? Makes sense to say it can't be its own Rosh Hasharabim, right? Unless it's actually big enough to be a Rosh Hasharabim, a kli that's not Rosh Hasharabim sized, so it's not so physically imposing that it creates its own Rosh Hasharabim, is not going to be cholik Rosh Hasharabim to say that it's not that it's going to be a Rosh Hasharabim, that's going to be a caramelist, right? What's that assume? A caramelist is a rishus bifnei atzmo. A kli can't become that rishus, right? But it is cholik makom liatzmo, right? It's its own place, so it's a makom p'tur, so it's not part of the rishus harabim, but it can't be its own rishus. If it's its own place, but it's not its own rishus, then it's makom p'tur. The Rajba says the exact opposite, okay? Ki Amar Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda Hani Mili Lamal Me'asar De'in Shem Rosh Hasharabim El Shem Rosh Hasharabim Shibata Kli Lagabei De Rosh Hasharabim Ino Olo Lamal Me'asar Ava Hocha Limata Me'asar Kolomar Limata Me'asar Hevi Rosh Hasharabim Ein Kli Cholek Rosh Hasharabim Liatmo Lios Ki Karmeles El Bata Hu Lagabei Rosh Hasharabim. So it's like it's Rosh Hasharabim, right? So if you have a Kli that's shaped like the Karmeles size in Rosh Hasharabim, the Hagal Sashri says it'll be Imakum P'tur. Right? The Rajba says it'll be a Rosh Hasharabim. Why? Because the Rajba says it's inside the 10 Amos of the Rosh Hasharabim. Memela, the object is now Munach in the airspace of the Rosh Hasharabim. Right? Makes sense. Right? What he's essentially saying is, what's a Makom P'tur? Right? A Makom P'tur is something that, you know, it's this... it's its own, you know, Rosh Hashanah, its own area. It's basically, it says you're not in the Rosh Hasharabim. Mimela, right? If it's a kli that's movable, so it doesn't, you know, knock out the Rosh Hasharabim, so it's just in the Rosh Hasharabim, right? What the Gaza Shri is saying is that it's not a karmeles because it can't be like a Rosh Hashanah, but it's not in the Rosh Hasharabim because it's in the kli and it's in its own area. It's hovering in the air, but that's exactly what a Makom P'tur is, right? It's the fact that it's hovering in the air. Right, the Rashi says, "Oh, but it can't be cholik makom liatzma, so it's going to be a battle to the Rosh Hasharabim." And Gosa Shri says, "No, right? The whole vort is that it's hovering in the air. That's the whole point of a makom p'tur, right? So the difference between them is, you know, is the whole idea of makom p'tur and karmelis that it's creating its own area that's putter. It's a makom p'tur, right? The makom, it's a makom that is putter." Or it's simply not a makom at all, and it's like hovering in the air, right? Are you putter because you haven't? It's just hovering. Or are you putter because it's its own safe space? Okay. Interesting, important potential nafkamina for that is this Ran, who says, you know, if you hold that a makom p'tur and a karmelis are really fundamentally the same, right? Really, they're both... you know, different ways of being cholek p'tur la'atzmo. Okay, they're both makom that's distinct from the shayachim and the shayachim. Then we can apply the principle of matzah minas mino v'neor, right? Which means what? That if you have a makom p'tur in a karmelis, you don't have a makom p'tur, right? One second, let me just get the line here. Where is it? That's a minus mean of an AR. Oh, yeah. Right. Matzah minus mean of an AR. Basically, Makom P'tur and Karmelis are really the same thing. They're both not Rosh Hashanah, not either Rosh Hashanah, right? So essentially, a caramelist is just a rishus makom patur that the rabbanon will go zeron. Mimela, if you have a caramelist, a makom patur inside a caramelist, it's really just part of the caramelist, right? So again, I think, right, it comes to the question of, is caramelist a rishus? According to the Rambam, caramelist is really a rishus. Gimel mechitzos is a caramelist. Makom patur is no rishus at all, right? So if you have a makom patur inside a caramelist, pashtus is, we should say, that it's still distinct. If, however, you think that karmelis is just not rishus yachid, not rishus rabim, then a makom patur is also not rishus yachid, rishus rabim. And the memela, if it's nothing, it's not half and half. It's nothing, so then a makom patur should also be that. Okay. Sorry that I'm running through it. I just feel like we've gone through this a bunch of times. I'm gonna end with that. So just let's put it in, right? For this approach that says, each has its own definition. If it doesn't fit either of those positive definitions, it's a caramelist or it's a makom patur, right? In theory, then you could say the makom patur is exactly the same as caramelist, right? Because they're both neither rishuses. Then the only question is whether or not, right, makom patur is a place or a lack of place, it's just nothing. Right, it's hovering in there. If it's a place, then we're going to run into the situation of matzah min etzmino v'nei or by caramelist, because they're both just places that are not rishus hayachid and rishus rabim. So if an area is a caramelist, there's no reason for something to say, oh, no, I'm not a caramelist, I'm a makom patur, within the caramelist, right? Because there's no clash between them. They're fundamentally the same. Or you, unless you say that a makom patur is hovering in there. In here, right, you have a lot more reason to say that matzah minas mino v'neor won't necessarily work.
Right? Because the caramelist is a hybridization of rishus hayachid and rishus rabim. There's a chalos of
gimel mechitzos. There's a chalos of
lo nishmuvar
dinei rishus hayachid and dinei rishus rabim. Right? Lav rishus rabim gamur l'chayev alav. Right? All of those point to this idea that it's caramelist is just sort of this in between. When I say that, when I make that, make this caramelist makom patur, which has none of these characteristics, should be a totally distinct rishus. Okay? And then you're not gonna say matzah min etzmino v'neor, and you could have a makom patur inside of a caramelist. Right? So I have a caramelist, and then inside that caramelist I have an amud of gimel tvachim. Then I can put something on it, and lechatchila, and it won't be a problem of hotzah from rishus hayachid to caramelist, because it's rishus hayachid to a makom patur. Right? Interesting nafkamina of this is in the army, right, where you actually theoretically do a bunch of hotzah into caramelists, right? Can you use makom patur, right, to get around hotzah issues when you need to, if most of the things that you're dealing with are caramelists, right? Because maybe matzah min etzmino v'neor, and there's no makom patur inside a caramelist. So ironically, if you were in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would be mutar lechatchila to put your bag down on this makom patur. But since you're in a caramelist, it's usher to do it because it's because matzah min etzmino v'neor. Okay. So just this question of whether or not there's just a hybridization, there's a spectrum of Rosh Hashanah Yachid Rosh Hashanah Rabbimness, right? Just like we saw over here with the Meiri. Right, and David's idea that in the opposite direction, tikkunim, right, how much they are mosheched towards one way or the other, right? So the Miri also says it here by caramelist that caramelist is just an amalgamation of the two. On the other hand, we have like the Terashi in the Ran, matzah min etzmino v'neor, that caramelist is really just there's rishus rabim, there's sayachid, everything else is theoretically a caramelist or a makom patur, right? Maybe the rabbanon just goes there on certain makom paturs as caramelist. But in which case, it's fundamentally a makom patur, and we won't give you distinct makom paturs within that context. Okay, we're going to break now until Sunday.